Between 1980 and 2002, the miles driven on the state's roads more than doubled, from 15 billion per year to about 32 billion. Then, suddenly, it leveled off and stayed that way for the past decade. So, what's behind this striking shift? Clark Williams Derry with the sustainability think tank Sightline says, for one thing, high fuel prices have changed many people's attitudes about driving.
And it used to be sort of a symbol of freedom, but now, you know, when gas prices are high, you know, you can feel like you're shackled to your car.
Williams Derry says aging baby boomers, stagnating incomes, and growing awareness about climate change are among other likely contributors. New mobile technologies that make it easier and more convenient to use transit may play a part as well. The new reality, he says, means transportation planners should rethink the assumption that building more highways is the best use of scarce transportation dollars.
Highway mega projects are bankrupting the rest of the transportation system. We're spending far more money to build new highways than we are in fixing the existing highways.
Williams Derry says since people are using their cars less, money spent on transit, bike, and pedestrian facilities could be a better investment in the long run. Liam Moriarty, KPLU News.